America is now under martial law. See how easy it is to manipulate people into embracing fascism by putting some bad guy in a turban on TV every day. You asked for it, you got it. Well, we all have to be patriotic now, right? And there's only one way to be patriotic, isn't there? Pledging allegiance to the war. How many of you have pledged allegiance to the war? The war against terrorism, abbreviated TWAT for all practical purposes. How many of you are glad we're kicking ass in Afghanistan? I heard initial cheers go up and then everybody caught themselves. Don't be afraid. Come out of the closet. Even though he stole the election, one of the saddest factors of this country is even though half the country doesn't vote, which is disgraceful enough, one in every four American adults went out and voted for George W. Bush. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Isn't it interesting that whenever somebody named Bush gets into the White House, many people die? I'd like to read a little statistic for you now from the April 2002 edition of Harper's Magazine. Every issue of Harper's has this page called the Harper's Index with all kinds of mind-blowing statistics on them. Here's one. Estimated amount of U.S. dollars spent guarding our Mideastern oil supply in the Persian Gulf. $50 billion. Estimated value of the crude oil coming out of the Persian Gulf, $19 billion. What is wrong with this picture? I don't like Osama bin Laden or Islamic fundamentalists either, especially the way they treat women, and I want to be safe from terrorism too. But I get equally frightened when somebody like George Bush comes out and says things like, "You're either with us or with the terrorists." Some choice. Where somehow we have to follow them clear over a cliff to a full-scale invasion of Iraq and burn every single bridge of goodwill we ever build in that part of the world, in Europe, and maybe even in this country as well. Now is the time to stand up and say, yo, we are not with Bush or the terrorists. And start asking the question, is what we're doing over there really the best way to solve this problem, or will this short-term orgy of feel-good violence bring much bigger problems down the road? In 1991, Jimmy Carter publicly warned the last George Bush that his Gulf War would set back peace and Middle Eastern relations at least 20 years. Now what happens? Now what do we do? I fear a mass slaughter of innocent civilians already far greater than what went down at the World Trade Center with the clown prince of the Texas oil barons handed the keys to weapons of mass destruction. While Israel is being dragged down the toilet by its own Saddam Hussein, and his name is Ariel Sharon. I fear governments all over the world rounding up and attacking anybody who opposes their policies for any reason on the grounds that they are aiding terrorism. Kind of like the United States did when we locked up thousands of labor activists and immigrants in the 1920s for the crime of opposing World War I.